grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. best theme music ever, Chris.
The best
theme music.
Oh, you got to agree, right?
Yeah, it's the bomb. Rick James.
That's right.
He's the man.
Kia ora, everyone. And
kia ora.
What a surprise to me, but what a privilege it is to be here with you fellas. And fellas.
I like that.
A privilege to be with you.
Oh,
my lord. It's a privilege and an honour.
Hey, I just found that on the way here.
Yeah, nice.
Nice, yeah, nice.
We won't
nice.
Say where that came from.
Nice.
But it does smell good.
It does smell good in here, guys.
So, hey, leading the news, all over the news this week, in fact, has been all this discussion about medical cannabis clinics.
Yes.
Oh. Are they good or bad? Newstalk ZB says there's concerns in the health sector. One News said fears growing. RNZ, more than clinically needed. Is any of that true?
Is it?
Well, I've actually read the study, and I kind of think that none of those journalists have. Because certainly, the first headline, concerns in the health sector, that was actually talking to the researcher. They're not actually in the health sector. It makes you think there are doctors and nurses that are all concerned with these cannabis clinics. Turns out that was just a concern of the researcher. And the concern is that theoretically, they might be making money, and that's a bit distasteful.
Right.
And they don't have any actual evidence of any conflict of interest or anything like that, but they said, well, it could happen. So it's a theoretical concern. But if you read the actual study, like I have, which is published in the New Zealand Medical Journal, and it's actually free to access. You don't even have to pay to get in there. So you can download the PDF, have a read. And they actually found, here's a great quote, undoubtedly improved patient access. That's in the conclusion. That's what they actually decided was the end effect of cannabis clinics being around, is that it actually improves patient access. And they also noted prices have dropped, the range has increased, and there's now 14 times as many prescriptions being given out as there was when it started. So all in all, those are bloody good things, I would have thought. And you'd think that would be leading the media coverage.
I know. Those are some great headlines in terms of getting people up in arms and concerned.
As long as they click the story, right?
Yep, they've done well at that.
Here's another good fact. 164,979 prescriptions in the last 12 months.
Hell yeah.
How many?
164,979.
Wow.
To be exact.
Wow.
And that is a total of 246.35 packets of cannabis.
Oh, my sciatica's playing.
Your sciatica, yeah. Hope Pepper's sciatica's playing up. He's off to the
doctor. There you go. Right on. Well, that's a good thing. Doctors can prescribe it for any reason. It could be something like you stub your toe, or it could be you're dying. So anything in between, you can get a prescription for. Media says flower now dominates the sector. When you read the actual study, it's 40% of prescriptions.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure how you define dominate, but 40%, I would have thought it's still a minority.
Yeah, and, me too.
And they did cite the New Zealand Drug Trend Survey, which said 40% of patients said access was very difficult, and only 10% of patients actually have prescriptions right now.
Ooh. Yeah.
So that's
gotta
why.
Work on that.
And that's why they came to that conclusion that these clinics are actually needed because they improve patient access.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Well, that's pretty straightforward.
I would have thought too. They also talked about in there that some recreational adult users are perhaps accessing the medical scheme for recreational or adult use. And you'd think some people might go, oh, that's terrible. But actually, when you read the study, they said this is a good thing because then you're having illicit. Consumers are getting access to quality controlled cannabis.
There you go.
That's not rubbish.
Exactly.
Which is better for their health.
Exactly.
Right.
And when you talk to the doctor, you can have an open and honest conversation about your health tips and tricks and what you should be looking out for, and you didn't used to be able to do that.
Right.
And we have story after story of, you know, kind of things going pear-shaped, you know, when people are trying to access on their own terms.
Mm.
You know, so it totally eliminates that side of things as well. Not to say that happens all the time. But
What they did point to in the study as well as some of the more concerning things were the inequities remaining. And this was that they said that the medical cannabis scheme actually might unintentionally exacerbate discriminatory criminal justice and health outcomes.
Mm.
And that's because Māori are underrepresented in prescriptions, vastly. They're not accessing the scheme in the numbers that Māori should. And meanwhile, in the criminal justice sector, vastly overrepresented in bus. And as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, police now prosecute more Māori than non-Māori for cannabis offences. Despite being 15 or 18% of the population, but more Māori than non-Māori are actually getting prosecuted, which is just incredible. So the scheme hasn't actually fixed that. So what they called for was allowing home growing. More protection for palliative caregivers, including letting them grow it and going in and sourcing it. An exemption for driving, in particular saying, well, a regular medical user gets attuned to the effects and they are less impaired. They build up tolerance and they're less impaired. So that you need that kind of exemption. And they need more types of products available and more GPs prescribing. So yeah, have a read of the study if you want to kind of, it's not a huge, you know, it's not, you know, taking an hour to read it, but yeah, it's available for anyone who wants it. One interesting fact that I thought in the local scheme, we now have 53 hectares of cannabis under cultivation here.
Ooh!
Of medical cannabis, 53 hectares.
Is that, would that be indoor?
That's
inside?
That's both.
It's both, yeah, outside,
yeah.
Inside.
Yeah.
Indo, outdoor.
That's it. In that 53 hectares, they grew 71.3 tons of bud last year.
Shoot.
Wow.
It's a fair bit, eh?
That's a lot.
Where is it all?
I've got a few ideas.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's getting exported, or yeah, there's a bit sold here. But,
is that a thing, actually? I'm curious about that. Is New Zealand bud ever, is it allowed to be exported to other markets?
Yeah, it is now. So it's been very difficult up till earlier this year. Before, you had to pass the New Zealand standard and be acceptable to where you were going. And the New Zealand standard was really super strict, and it basically and prohibited any exports by default.
Right.
And now they've changed that, so you only have to produce to the where it's going.
Right.
So if the destination, particularly if they're making oil or something, they wouldn't really care about, you know, they'll just take anything and clean it up in the processing. So that at least, that makes it more viable for your local producers, and then hopefully brings down prices down here and lets them put products in the local market, which is kind of the whole point.
Yeah.
They're certainly pumping out a fair bit.
71 tons.
That's a lot.
It is a fair bit. It is a fair bit. What else we got? In the news today, a guy who worked for a medical cannabis company for 2 years without pay has been awarded $232,000. This is in Stuff. And this is Alex Lopez, who was brought over by Kariki Pharma, and they're not paid for 18 months. And he's got this huge payout, and I guess he's now got to get it. And in sports department news, NRL team, the Dolphins.
Yes.
You follow them?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm a Warriors fan hard, but...
Of course.
But yes, Dolphins, yes.
They were
sponsored by a medical cannabis company.
Hey.
Were they?
Yeah,
yeah.
The Dolphins.
Alternative. Yeah, the Dolphins.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Alternative.
Who is that company?
It's called Alternative, and the TGA, which is their version of MedSafe, they said, no, you can't do the advertising. So they had to play with like masking tape over the logo, and it kept falling off.
I saw that.
I think when they played the Warriors in Townsville, it kept falling off.
Yes.
Right. Exposing the logo.
Right. I saw that match, and I was like, that's weird.
So, they've had to can that, unfortunately, but they're wanting it to come back.
It's been canned, right.
Yeah, unfortunately, but they're saying, you know, when the rules change.
Well, you know, it wasn't that long ago when sports teams were sponsored by Winfield Red.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know.
Yes.
And sports teams to this day are sponsored by, you know, Lion and et cetera.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfectly legal here, apparently. do we want to talk some US politics?
Oh my God, it's 2 weeks out from the election.
That's
go
crazy.
Go on, Chris.
So, on Monday, hasn't been reported in any media here, but you can check your favourite lefty newspaper, The Guardian. Kamala Harris backs legalisation, the first candidate to fully explicitly say this is a priority, she'll end federal prohibition and make it legal. Trump, of course, he's actually backed legalisation in Florida recently, where they got a ballot on. And so by default, you think, maybe he's into it. But he's a bit vague, right? You never really know.
Mm.
Kamala Harris, she's been very explicit. And what as well has made her stance a bit different, as apart from saying this is a priority, is that she's going to make legalisation help the people who were hurt the most. And of course, as we all know, that starts with black men.
Incarceration, as we were talking about before.
Mandatory minimums, all that kind of thing, and then really shafted for the rest of their life. Often disenfranchised, which means you can't vote. Right? So you go to jail for your mandatory minimum for your little pocket full of weed, and then you can't vote for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life?
The rest
Not
of your
just
life.
While you're there.
Literally.
I didn't know that.
Yes, so she's going to undo that.
Okay.
Good
Super
call.
Cool. Yeah, and hopefully that'll be enough, to get her in.
It's so hectic over there, like the laws, because, you know, there's all that kind of state versus federal. Federal.
That's what they call it.
It's, such a kind of loophole, hurdly place to pass anything. So I hope they can figure something out over there.
She'll still have to get it through Congress and the Senate, but, having a president that wants to do it is going to be it's a game changer.
It's
not the Guardian.
How many states in America is it legal?
There's 26 now.
Right.
And you're on about 35, I think, medical legal.
Right, so that's just over half.
Well over half the population.
Right.
Yeah, because you've got like California, New York, all the big states have done it.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
Right, and as a sign, or as a related, Willie Nelson is he's doing a virtual smoke-a-thon. It's going to start 1 p.m. tomorrow.
What?
And it's on Zoom. He's inviting everyone on, and it's in support of Kamala Harris, so you can have a virtual toke up with Willie.
Oh,
1 p.m. tomorrow.
My God, I'm so down for that. I love Willie. He is the man. The song he did, Tammy Nielsen's new record?
Tammy Nielsen.
Yes.
Beyond the Stars, man.
I was actually here the weekend you played that, and I ran in and I was like, oh, isn't this a heartbreaker?
It's one of the most beautiful jams ever.
It is.
So 1 p.m. tomorrow.
1 p.m. tomorrow.
New Zealand time.
New Zealand time, yes.
New Zealand time.
Oh, my God.
So you can just Google that, or it was deadline.com. You can probably look it up there, but Google Willie's virtual smoke-a-thon Zoom, and I'm sure you'll come up with the
link. It's a long weekend, you know. What else are you doing? Attending Willie Nelson's virtual smoke-a-thon.
I think that's the 1 p.m. Friday is when you officially stop for a long weekend, right?
So yeah.
That's good.
Willie Nelson, the man who the only man famously, as told by Snoop Dogg, to smoke Snoop under the table.
Yes.
It's true.
That takes a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Everyone associates Snoop, but Willie actually took him out.
Yeah. That's hardy.
Is that us?
That's us. Yeah, that's us for the week. And just to wrap it up with what's coming up.
Yeah, what's coming up?
Well, if you need your medical cannabis prescription, we got the doctors in the hemp store tomorrow.
Oh. Cool.
Access Cannabis, that's from 12 to 4:20.
Mm-hmm.
$30 consults, that's Fridays and Saturdays. Coming up next Thursday at the Whakamana Cannabis Museum, which is Beresford Square.
Yes.
Off K Road there. The Halloween party.
Ooh. Oh.
And it's the Halloween party, but for weedies. And it's prizes for best costumes.
Hey.
And you should probably dress in theme, right? And you can probably get an idea of what the prize might be.
I've got some sort of inkling.
Halloween. Beresford.
Yeah, Beresford Square. 19 Beresford Square. It's Hope Town Alpha.
Okay.
It's now the Whakamana Cannabis Museum. It's located there now.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mistakenly said open every day, but they're closed Sunday. So it's Monday to Saturday they're open.
Nice.
Every day.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Amazing. And I did hear the J-Day happening in December, isn't it?
Yes, December 7th.
Yep.
That's in Albert Park. Saturday, December 7th. And just before that, or in 2 weeks, we have the next substance checking at the hemp store.
Cool.
7th of December.
Whoa, shit. Easy now.
Easy
now.
Shout out, Chris, and shout out to the hemp store. It's a pleasure to have you on the Fat Freddy's takeover.
Round of applause for Chris.
Round of applause for Chris.
Please do.
Too much.
Do it, man. That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm
in love with Mary Jane. She's my man. Okay, let's go. We're going to go straight into this, ladies.